Chapter 13, A Star is Born. In the morning, I got up early and rushed outside to get the paper. There I was on the front page, with this big smile on my face, pouring some lady a cup of lemonade. There was an article to go with the photo. Moon Mission, 12-Year-Old on Quest for White House, by Peter Guerra. While other boys his age are flipping baseball cards and dyeing their hair purple, Judson Moon has other things on his mind, like running for President of the United States. The 12-year-old from Madison says he is disillusioned with the Republicans and Democrats and has decided to mount a campaign as a third-party candidate in November's election. Grown-ups have had 1,000 years to mess up the world, claims Moon. Now it's our turn. The young man, outfitted in a suit and tie, was raising money on Saturday by selling lemonade in front of his house for 25 cents a cup. He will have to sell 180 million cups to raise $20 million, the figure he says he needs to mount a national campaign. Moon's running mate and fellow lemonade saleswoman is Mrs. June Sires, a retired nurse who used to babysit for the candidate. "We're a perfect team," Moon says. "I'm young and she's old. I'm white and she's black. I'm dumb and she's smart. Watch out, Democrats. Stand back, Republicans. Here comes the lemonade party." Word gets around fast. When I walked into school on Monday morning, it was like I was from another planet. Everywhere I went, everybody was looking at me, pointing and whispering. I'd walk toward a crowd of kids, and they'd part to let me through. Pretty weird. Abby wished me good luck. Several of the teachers gave me the thumbs-up sign. Even Chelsea came over to me. "You weren't kidding about running for president, were you?" she said, a lot friendlier than she was when we met. "No, I wasn't," I replied. "You weren't kidding about being first lady, were you?" "Actually, I was," she said. "But now that I know you're really doing this, you can count on me." Arthur Krantz made a face when he saw me, and I made the same face right back at him. As every politician knows, you can't please everybody. At first, I didn't like all the attention, but by lunchtime, I had changed my mind and decided that it was kinda cool. I could definitely get used to being a celebrity. I was signing an autograph for some third grader at my locker when Principal Berlin came over to me. I had never met the man, as it's always been my policy to stay away from principals as much as possible. But he stuck out his hand and congratulated me. "Mr. Moon," he said, clapping me on the back, "you are a credit to O'Keefe School. I wish all the students had your ambition. Listen, Judson, I was wondering if you would address the school at the assembly tomorrow morning. You can kick off your campaign right here at O'Keefe." "I'm speechless," I stammered. "Well, I hope you won't be tomorrow," he chortled. With that, he turned on his heel and ambled down the hall. I grabbed Lane in the cafeteria. "I'm in big trouble," I told him. "Berlin wants me to give a speech at assembly tomorrow." "Great," was Lane's reaction. "But the only time I ever spoke in front of a group, it was my parents, and they weren't even listening. What am I gonna do?" "Don't worry," Lane said reassuringly. "You think politicians make up their own speeches? I'll write a dynamic speech for you. All you have to do is read it." "But I'm not even a good reader," I complained. "Relax. This is perfect. It's a small school setting, a friendly crowd. This will give you the opportunity to get used to making speeches. Judd, everything is going to be okay." That was easy for him to say. He didn't have to stand up on the stage all by himself with 350 kids staring at him. I had started this whole running for president thing as a joke, but like all jokes, it was getting less funny the more I heard it.